Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, September 19th. We're reading in the English Standard Version this week, and today we're moving over to Exodus chapter 20, which is the gift of the Ten Commandments. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. And they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we'll listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the people of Israel, you have seen for yourselves that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make gods of silver to be with me, nor shall you make for yourselves gods of gold. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. If you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stones, for if you wield your tool on it, you profane it. And you shall not go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness be not exposed on it." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today we read the Ten Commandments. And if you have listened to the podcast before when we did Exodus, you know that I have a little fun with learning the Ten Commandments. Now we have to take it back a step and say, why in the world do we need to know the Ten Commandments? Well, we don't. We don't have to memorize them. We don't have to internalize them, but they are helpful. And as it says in Psalm 119:11, that we might lay up these words in our hearts so that we might not sin against God. And so as we're thinking about the Ten Commandments, we can, on the one hand, be encouraged to learn them and to meditate on them and to think, Lord, how am I, what areas do I need to work on? And then on the other hand, we can rejoice in the fact that Jesus Christ is the righteous one who has fully met the demands of the law. He fully upheld the laws of the Ten Commandments, and he took them a step further in that he did everything right. He didn't just avoid the things that were wrong. And so the first of the Ten Commandments is about our relationship with God and then our relationship with others. So the first one is what? You shall have no other gods before me. So you hold up one finger for one God. And then the second is don't make a carved image. So you hold up two fingers and you bend one down. It's like an idol. It's bowing down to the one true God. Then you hold up three fingers for don't take the Lord's name in vain. These three fingers make a W that reminds us to honor God with our words. On the fourth commandment, it is keep the Sabbath holy. So if you hold up from the pinky to the ring finger, that's four fingers. And you see the little thumb, if you'll rest it in the palm of your hand, it's like a little guy who's sleeping. Sabbath rest. And then if you hold up all five of your fingers, it's like you're before the judge. This is for honor your father and your mother. Are you with me yet? One, no other gods before you. Two, pull one down, no idols. Three, words. Four, it looks like a guy sleeping. Five, it's like you're in front of the judge. Honor your father and your mother. Okay, here we go. Number six is do not murder. So you want to point your index finger of one hand at the five fingers that are upright in the other hand. It's like someone is shooting the hand. Okay, number seven, you hold up seven fingers and you turn your five-finger hand palm up and make your two-finger hand stand on it like it's two people, a bride and a groom, at the altar. Don't commit adultery. That one's a hard one to picture. Don't steal. You would hold up four fingers from each hand and place them in front of your face like bars. So if you steal, then perhaps you would go to prison. Number nine, don't bear false witness. So you want to hold up nine fingers, and the unused thumb is a person who is leaning in to tell lies to the four people on that hand about the five people on your other hand. That one's kind of a stretch. And then number 10, do not covet. You hold up 10 fingers and you turn them and you make wiggle your fingers like, oh, gimme, gimme, gimme. And that is a picture of grasping for things. And the Lord reminds us not to covet. Just a fun way to teach your kids or to teach yourself the Ten Commandments. Now, the deeper truths in these commandments reveal the longings of our heart. Are we happiest in the Lord and His will for us? Are we grasping at other things that we think will make us happy? Will you pray with me? Father, we rejoice today knowing that Jesus Christ, our Lord, has fully met the demands of the law, and we stand in His righteousness. We also know that You have given us Your word, Lord, as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we want to follow the Ten Commandments. We know, Lord, that Jesus taught the deeper, the realer sense of the law. For example, with adultery, you know, it's not even just the act of adultery, but it's thinking lustful thoughts. So help us, Lord, in all of our thought, our mind, to honor You in all of our actions and the way that we live in the world. And forgive us, we pray, for the things that we have left undone. And forgive us, Lord, for the things that we have done that are not in line with Your scripture. We honor You today, Father. We thank You for giving us Your word. And we pray, Lord, that it would be a source of joy for us as we seek to know it and to know You. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.